Hey, this is Al with the Marketing Switch podcast. Welcome. This is episode one, as I'm sure you're aware, but this is not going to be like any other episode you've ever heard of any podcast ever because I'm going to dive right in and I'm not going to talk about for the first 10 minutes about how awesome we are and how awesome I am and how we've helped hundreds of businesses add more value and help their marketing and yada, 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 yada. I'm not going to talk about that. Why? Because I don't know, first little lesson number one is it's not about me. It's about my customers, patients, clients, listeners. That's who this is about. And that's who your business should be always about. Not about you, about your clients. So right off the bat, I'm telling you that this is about you. So that's lesson number one. And within the first minute, I'm going to pack in the most important lesson, which is lesson number two right now, is finding your who. Your who is insanely valuable. You may not realize it, but that is insanely valuable. Whenever we get to it, we'll delve much more into who and why it's valuable and how every decision should be based on your ideal client. I'm going to go and turn the tables a little bit right off the bat, and I'm going to tell you who our ideal listener is to the Marketing Switch podcast. So our ideal listener is basically a small to medium-sized business owner. That's going to be, let's say they're trucking along, they're doing okay. They're not doing terrible, they're not doing fantastic, but it's doing good. However, they're kind of trucking along, doing a lot of little things that aren't making them a lot of money. Maybe you're looking at scaling up to the next level. Maybe you're looking at maybe making yourself less commoditized and more specialized, things like that, which we hear all the time. Which is fantastic. I mean, that's the way you really break out. I think of a good example of this is like I have a lot of CPAs and accountants that we deal with, and they get tired of doing tax returns. They do thousands of tax returns between, January and April 15th or whatever, but they want to get out of that. Okay, fantastic. We can definitely help you get out of that idea. It's people who are looking to scale up and looking to move out. What I'm also looking for is small to medium-sized business owners who want to grow their business, who want to improve themselves, who understand the value of knowledge and learning things. And you know what the great thing is? If you have gotten this far and you're listening to a podcast about marketing and about business growth, you are growth-minded. You are looking to take your business to the next level. You are a person who values knowledge. If you weren't, you wouldn't be listening to a podcast based on it. So, good on you. God bless. I'm telling you right now, probably about 80% of business owners are not like you, or not like me, or not growth-minded, who are not looking to turn their business into the position that they'd want it to be in. And they are just going to job away all day, fill in cavities for 150 bucks until they hate their life and kill themselves. Sorry. It's messed up to say. But some people know that they want to scale up. They want to add more value. They want to transform their business into the next level. That's who this is for. All right. This is also for anybody who's interested, obviously, in marketing, into high level marketing. We're talking about high level strategy stuff. So if you're a Dan Kennedy fan, I speak a lot of Dan Kennedy stuff. I'm an old Dan Kennedy student. If you're interested in the high level marketing ideas, so you can even work for a marketing agency or a large company who's a marketing person in that large company, and you want to learn something that you can take to your bosses and look like the golden goose. This podcast is aimed at you on making you look as smart as possible. All right, fantastic. So I packed in the first two important lessons within 5 minutes. So this is going to tell you how this is going to go, but pack in a lot of information pretty quickly. I'm going to keep the episode short, about 10 minutes probably, because you're busy and it's a lot of stuff I'm going to go through. A lot of things that may completely change your way of thinking, and too much at one time. It'll be like that movie Hackers where your head's going to explode. Not going to work out for anybody. So, all right. So, along with the who, I'm going to talk about the third most important lesson, which is who your service or who this podcast is not for. I think that this is a underappreciated part of marketing is telling people that this is not for you. A lot of businesses don't do this. Oh, this business is for everybody. You can all come in, you know. No, this is not for you. Let me give you an example. There is a local bar here around me, and we'll call it Joe Bob's Bar. Okay. They're kind of on a main street right there, which is, obviously a great place for a bar to be. They have a billboard above the bar with an arrow pointing down. But the text on the bar, the actual copy says Joe Bob's Bar, 24,901 miles away. Which is like, if you think about it for a little while, you realize that it's probably the circumference of the entire Earth, and that's what it is. You Google it, and you got to go all the way around the Earth, and it's right there. So it's right underneath the billboard. So, me being a dork, I loved that. I thought it was actually really funny. I think it's a neat, clever idea, and it kind of tells me the vibe of the bar. It's kind of a strange, eclectic, you're not going to know what to expect. It's going to be a little bit odd, and I'm cool with that. That's fantastic. If you read the billboard, if you heard about this billboard and you instantly thought, well, that's why don't they just say the bar is below? Why didn't they tell me about, what kind of beer they have or what kind of music they're playing or whatever? That bar is not for you. And that's fine. And in fact, that's a money saving technique right there. If you can weed out the people you don't really want around, if you don't want a bunch of Karens, then tell them that the bar is 24,901 miles away because they're not going to be coming there. And that's what they're saying. And I think that is a fantastically underappreciated side of marketing that you can apply to your business. And we will discuss this way further in detail. So, who is this podcast not for? This podcast is not for people who are looking for low-level strategic or tactical advice on marketing techniques. I'm not going to talk about meta descriptions and blogs and SEO rankings and all the low-level employee stuff. I am talking right now to business owners, to 40,000-foot thinkers, the people who are high up in the organization that don't need to think about, the different tactics of gaining clients, PPC and all that stuff like that. We might talk a little bit more at that later, but that's for employees. This is for the high-level thinkers. Okay? All right, fantastic. And also, who's this not for? This is not for scammy stuff. If you're scamming people, if you're doing anything that's even a little bit slimy, this is not for you. You're giving all marketers a bad name. Piss off and get a real job. Sorry. Not for you if you're scamming. And like I mentioned, if you're not interested in growing your business, this is also not for you. So, no problem. No harm, no foul. Click the stop button and move on type thing. All right, so we have covered a little bit of who this is for, who this is not for, and how to. It's always about your clients. We covered that real quickly. We're going to delve into much more detail about all of that in the coming episodes. So, right now for episode two, we are going to lay out step by step how to find your ideal client and then who this person is. I'm telling you, whenever you leave episode two, you are going to be able to know exactly who your client is by name. Yeah, sounds kind of wild, right? But yeah, see you in the next episode. Probably drop these episodes in about threes, probably three, because I keep them pretty short. So there'll probably be three episodes I'm going to drop about every 2 weeks or so. And whenever you find time, you listen to them. Part of my job is to figure out who my ideal listener is. If you're busy, maybe you're driving back and forth, maybe you got a commute, turn me off whenever you're ready, turn me back on. I'll give you some time to listen to it. But tune in next episode. We're going to go down to the nitty-gritty details of finding out who your who is and give you step-by-step details on how to actually maximize that. All right. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Love, love.